when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, rapper Professor Green on families' data poverty. But first, military scientists at China's Weapons Tech Research Lab say they've beaten overheating problems to create the world's first never-ending laser gun. The National University of Defense Technologies reportedly developed a cooling system that blows gas through the futuristic weapon to push out heat and optimize the flow of the laser beam for precision shooting. Chinese military scientists claim the gas cooling system allows the high-energy weapon to fire, in theory, constantly. The Americans have also been developing ultra-powerful lasers for drones and missiles, but can currently only mount them on Navy ships. Now, we speak to many academics on Tech and Science Daily, but this time it's a different kind of professor. The London rapper and television presenter, Professor Green, who's been discussing the impact of data poverty on families.
Data poverty is not being able to afford or to struggle to afford to remain connected to broadband or your phone network.
He's also a father and went on to describe why connectivity is critical for modern parents.
Connectivity is important, right? When we say network, there's the obvious network, your mobile or broadband provider. But beyond that, there's your network, your social network, your family network, your support network, the wealth of knowledge that exists online, which is incredibly useful for new parents when you're panicking at 2 o'clock in the morning about whether or not something's normal.
And the emergency parenting tips he searched for in the small hours.
Largely around sterilising and feeding, especially when it came to weaning and coming off of mum's milk and transitioning to solid food, you know, what's okay to feed my child.
The rapper, who's from Upper Clapton, is promoting the National Data Bank. It's a collaboration between the Good Things Foundation charity with mobile phone providers Three, Vodafone and O2 to provide free mobile data, calls and texts for 6 months to Britons in need. A British hospital says groundbreaking cancer trials are producing incredibly impressive results, with seriously ill people going into remission for months and years. The Christie NHS Foundation Trust in Manchester says its experimental work into blood cancer using new and as yet unnamed immunotherapy drugs is seeing the vast majority of patients responding to treatment. The Trust has around 30 clinical trials in progress for blood cancer, including 5 for myeloma, a disease that develops from plasma cells in the bone marrow. Many of the patients involved in the trials have run out of other treatment options. Next, the NSPCC Child Protection Charity says tens of thousands of online grooming crimes have been recorded during the wait for updated online safety laws. Britain's online safety bill is expected to become law in the autumn, but has faced a lengthy route to the statute book with repeated changes and delays to proposed legislation. The NSPCC has called on tech giants and MPs to back the bill, as the charity said that 34,000 online grooming crimes have been recorded by UK police forces over the last 6 years. However, concerns remain about balancing harm reduction without undermining encryption in instant messaging. Now, we've all seen those social media clips of marauding youngsters on London's Oxford streets, which were generally orchestrated via TikTok. Now, the Conservative chairwoman of the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners says parents should be held accountable for the actions of their children if they take part in social media crazes. Donna Jones says she believes parents could be fined over the behaviour of their youngsters if they participate in internet-fueled looting. The former magistrate says it's a sign of societal breakdown and parents should be disciplining their children to stop more crimes. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, could a jab for Parkinson's disease help beat alcoholism? Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A study suggesting one injection could reset the brain's pleasure pathways and help chronic alcoholics to reduce their drinking and avoid relapses. Scientists at Oregon Health and Science University have taken a type of gene therapy under development as a treatment for Parkinson's disease and adapted it to treat the most serious forms of alcoholism. The procedure involves surgery to inject a virus containing a key protein into a central region of the brain so the protein gets implanted into the correct cells. Researchers say early trials in rhesus monkeys have proved incredibly effective. Now, the Ministry of Defence has published an image showing a British fighter jet 6,500 feet beneath the waves on the seabed. The £64 million RAF F-35B Lightning II, aborted after taking off from HMS Queen Elizabeth in the eastern Mediterranean off Egypt's coast in November 2021. A month later, the warplane was retrieved in a secret salvage operation to prevent its sophisticated radar and sensors falling into enemy hands. The sonar picture of the plane shows it upside down on the seabed in the partially redacted report, while the pilot managed to eject safely. And finally, an American private equity firm says it's investigating how a fake press release appeared on the London Stock Exchange website, alleging the firm was planning to invest $1 billion into ChatGPT owner OpenAI. Ripplewood has hired lawyers to probe how the bogus corporate announcement appeared via a newswire. It's suspected of being an attempt to deceive the public into handing cash to scammers posing as corporate advisors funding AI businesses. London Stock Exchange says it's removing the dodgy announcement from its website. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Wednesday at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.